This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Trancy.
It's Eurosynth, Transpop, Electronic, Folk Synth.
Oh, totally Folk Synth.
And that is Henry Hoffman. How's that for a cool name? A 16-year-old coy boy from Vancouver, Canada.
Did he say that or did you put that on him?
I would never call him a coy boy.
Did you call himself a coy boy?
He did. It is a self-title.
He is coy a coy boy, isn't he?
And he can plug, he said, if y'all can plug my SoundCloud, the link is soundcloud.com/Henry M. Hoffman.
That is actually pretty coy.
What about Henry Hurwitz for a name?
I've been thinking about an alliteration for my kid's name for some time now.
Yeah, nice. And Hank.
Hank Hurwitz is what I want.
Hammer and Hank Hurwitz.
Yeah. And my boy Hank, I'm sure, would love it.
Yeah.
And he's a great dude. So, yeah. Like, if my young boy lived up to be half a Hank.
Yeah, that's really cool. A half Hank.
Think all the great Hanks there are. Okay. Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
Others.
Yeah, Hank Ford.
Nice.
Known anti-Semite. Hank Ford. Put her there.
I didn't know that.
And I'll put you there.
I didn't realize that he was a known anti-Semite.
Yeah, but the dude made a mean fucking car.
Oh, that's Henry Ford. He didn't go by Hank?
Yeah, but I'm calling him Hank Ford. Hey, I'm Hank Ford.
I thought Hank Ford was like some embattled mayor of a small city somewhere.
No, it's Henry Ford. I invented the conveyor belt. I don't like Jews.
Ford invented the conveyor belt?
He had something to do with it.
I don't even think he was an anti-Semite at this point. I think you're spouting libel.
Why was Henry Ford famous then? He thought of cars
first. Assembly line.
Oh.
But not necessarily the conveyor belt.
Yeah, but what is an assembly line but a conveyor belt that doesn't move?
Beautiful. And I see you got that tattooed on your nuts.
That's
which
right.
Are out in the studio.
I bet it kills Henry to see it on a Jew's body. That's what kills him the most.
Because you'll never be married in a Hebrew cemetery.
Exactly. I'll never be married in a Hebrew
you'll
cemetery.
You'll be married in his.
You mean buried?
Yep.
Freudian slip with your wedding coming up, huh?
That's probably.
Where are you getting buried this weekend? That's a cool way to be like cynical about a wedding.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm getting buried this weekend.
Let's save that for my vows.
I like that.
Are we getting married? Or
will
am I getting
you
buried?
Bury me
in the sand?
This is If I Were You. It's an advice podcast. The only advice podcast on the internet sponsored. No, brought to you by me.
We should sponsor it.
Oh, that'd be cool. So we get our own ads. I guess this whole show is an ad for us, so we don't need to also sponsor it. Although, I could probably come up with something that
this should
sponsor.
Be a MeUndies. We should all be doing it. Like, we should sponsor a MeUndies podcast.
Oh, I see. Cool. So switch it around.
Yeah.
So MeUndies makes a podcast on which they're selling underwear.
Yeah.
And you no longer even like this idea. You just thought it was interesting to say.
It was flipping the script.
I guess.
And you could.
And it needs more than that.
It doesn't have to need more.
It sounds interesting on the tip of your tongue.
It sounds interesting. Yeah. It gets people to subscribe.
I no longer want to hear anything you have to say.
You don't have to want to hear it. You're already listening to it because this is the show.
Now
I have a lot of money.
I have phlegm in my eyes. We're going to do a Twitter lightning round this episode. We're going straight to the tweets to do some quick hits, trying to answer as many questions as possible in the Twitter sphere. If you want to join us, follow Jake and Amir on Twitter, Jake Hurwitz on Twitter, and that way you'll be alerted next time we have
follow
one of these
me on
things.
Twitter. Follow me on Instagram.
An Instagram.
That's what I care about. That's
not
shit.
Good enough.
That's my shit. Not friggin' Twitter.
How many followers do you have?
On Twitter?
On Gram.
58,000.
That's not bad.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you. How many do you have?
1,000,002.
And how many are Persian bots that you just,
970,000. Yes, that's right.
You're the man, Blumenfeld.
I woke up one morning and 2,000 Farsi-speaking bots had followed me on that day. I assume somebody named Amir accidentally purchased fake followers and didn't put his username in correctly. So you're looking at the proud owner of 2,000 extra fans.
$2 a pop.
You idiots.
All right, let's answer some twits.
Let's see here. Okay. Lil Watermelon Burps writes, what's your favorite precipitation plus temperature combo?
Interesting. So precipitation, can my favorite be no precipitation?
It can, but what are we talking about in terms of cloud coverage?
Oh, you want partially cloudy.
Okay.
For sure. Or mostly sunny.
Yeah. So what are you going for? Me? 34 and icy rain. Give me that sleet, though.
If it's 34, it would probably be just a cold rain, not really any ice to it. Because it's only 34.
Give me 75 and freaking sunny.
With a little bit of sleet, though.
I woke up in sleet mode.
I want it 98 degrees, sun shining, but there's friggin' sleet.
Though.
Sleet, though.
And I'm listening to 98 degrees.
Oh, sleet, sleet, motherfucker.
Oh, sleet, sleet, goddamn.
I think the goat temperature is 73 degrees.
Do you like it a little crisp or do you like it a little warm?
I like it a little warm, I think, where you don't even have to think twice about leaving. I guess I like the weather based on what I like to wear.
Okay.
I like weather that's like a pair of light khakis, sneakers, no-show socks, and a t-shirt where you didn't even think twice about like, oh, should I bring a flannel? Should I bring a long sleeve shirt? Will it get chilly later? No. It won't, because it's 74 degrees and it's going to freaking stay that way.
Oh, and guess what? I have a ring.
And guess what else? A little bit of sleet, though.
I'll go, what did you say, 75?
74, partially sunny.
You like that San Diego.
Partially cloudy, mostly sunny.
San Diego golf type weather.
But it's like not San Diego like in the dead of summer or anything.
Yeah, it's like a fall or a spring day. It's
I like one of those few perfect days in New York. That's what it is, the first perfect day in New York.
But then why do you sometimes say, I actually like it when it rains. I actually like it when it snows.
I like things that are changed up, too. Like, if it was 74 sunny every day, I'd be like, oh, I'm bored.
You wouldn't like that.
Like, I love in L.A. when it rains because it's like, oh, this is
new and exciting.
This is a different feeling. I miss feeling cozy.
Give me a crisp 69. And then when you ask me how hot it is outside, I say, it's pretty freaking hot. The weather 69.
Let me show you how hot it is by sitting on your face.
Oh, and guess what? It's sleeting, though.
It's a little bit of sleet, though. It's a beautiful day. There is a little bit of sleet, though.
You got a question?
Why, yes, I do. Excuse me?
Exqueef me?
What outfit / accessory should every man have in their wardrobe, in your opinion?
Wow. Every man needs
a little blue skirt.
I'll say shorts. A lot of people don't have shorts, don't believe in shorts. I know a lot of guys that don't even wear shorts, but shorts are integral, not only health-wise, but when it's really hot outside, but you can look good in shorts.
That's cool.
People are.
You put on the short suit the other week.
Well, obviously that's the next iteration of that. There's now formal wear in shorts.
I thought that was a strong move, and I appreciated it. And I thought you looked damn good.
Thank you. You're wearing shorts right now.
Yeah, I wore shorts to a meeting today because it was just too dang hot.
You ever cuff the bottom?
No, because my legs are too thin for me to like really want to flaunt them. If I had Quad God like my Dungeons and Dragons character,
yeah,
that's like I would.
You're going short shorts.
I would go short shorts
because you want people to see the gams. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what apparel unit of apparel do you think that every guy should have?
One of my big go tos has always been the short sleeve collared shirt.
Oh, that's a good.
But that's
goat.
Like everybody's got that now.
Not necessarily short sleeve button up.
Yeah, short sleeve button up is really nice because it's formal. But casual.
Yeah.
It makes you say, hey, I give a fuck, but I don't give a shit.
You're going, no, you're going undershirt with that?
Actually, I think I should say I give.
It doesn't matter.
I give.
Yeah, that part
all,
doesn't
I give
matter.
A shit, but not a fuck.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, no fucks fine. To give, but you give a shit. You know what I mean? It's
no, more like I don't. That. I don't get any of that.
All right. Well, yeah. that's an amendment.
You didn't have to like amend
it's words,
it.
It's words to live by.
No,
she says,
it's
I
not.
Give all the shits, or no, all of, yeah,
see,
all the
don't
shits
even
and none of the fucks.
It. It's
yes,
so
you
interchangeable.
Do live by it. You do live by it. I do live by that.
Undershirt?
No undershirt.
Ever?
No, never.
Would you ever wear a tank top under a shirt? Did you ever go through that phase?
I definitely did. I went through the phase of like wearing a tank top and then a t-shirt over
wow.
that. Yeah. And then sometimes even like, I was a big layering kid.
Yeah, you had a nice layering piece.
I had many layering pieces.
So you'd
layering
wake up.
Pizzas.
Yeah, so you'd wake up, you'd put on the tank.
I put on, they were horrifically called beaters back then.
Oh, I would never.
So I'd put on the tank, the skin tight, Hanes ribbed.
Wow, the
tank.
Waffle, yeah. The long sleeve waffle.
The beater.
No, but also long sleeve waffle.
Oh, I would. Well, I put
the
over
thermal.
Yes, I would put I would do a white t-shirt over the beater, and then a long sleeve shirt over that, and then sometimes I would layer again.
That's
with
a nice
a
layering piece
or a sweater.
That's
or
a
even
really
a
nice
t-shirt.
Layering piece.
You know, it's been a minute since I did like short sleeve shirt over long sleeve shirt, but I
yeah,
feel like
is
that's
that
coming back. Yeah, because '90s are so coming back, and that's so '90s, you know.
Yeah, I used to do that too. Now that I'm remembering, what about two shirts? Didn't people used to do that?
I used to do two shirts all the time.
Just two shirts.
Two shirts.
Was it a style thing, or were you just wearing two shirts?
I think it was a style. There's definitely nothing like convenient about it.
Yeah, you're just wearing two shirts.
It's a style thing. Because the layer, it looks good.
And would you wear the short, smaller shirt underneath the short, the longer shirt on top?
I did it based on the collar, I think. Because like there were some shirts that I had where like, oh, this collar is too tight. Or like, I don't like this shirt, but I can use it as a layering piece.
That's a really nice layering piece.
Yeah.
I think wearing like a color undershirt over like a long sleeve button up was very 90s as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I think I'm going to dip my toe back into the long white tee with
thermal.
The short over it. Yeah, I think that's going to come full back around. Emily on the D&D podcast the other day was talking about Umbros.
What are those?
Those like 90s soccer shorts. They're kind of like sheen. They're almost like mesh shorts, but they're made out of like, I don't know.
Oh, wow. I don't fully remember these.
You don't remember those? Maybe it was in Northeast. And it was definitely an East Coast thing. Anyway, I'm going to buy myself a pair of Umbros, too. Last
two
style
shirts.
Thing. I think accessory-wise, two accessories that I often wear that I like a lot are, one, my key ring, the little leather carabiner that I have.
Oh, yes.
Ass.
Yeah.
I think that's nice. You don't lose your keys, but then they also don't, like, sit in your back pocket, like, making a little duty diaper.
Yeah.
And watch. I don't wear a watch often, but sometimes when I shower and I'm going out and I put on a watch, it makes me feel like a friggin' hero.
I've never worn a watch. I never got into watches. I don't like having things on me.
You get used to it. And I mean, I think...
Would you wear a metal shiny watch?
Yeah, I have.
Metal shiny band?
Yes, I have had one of those.
Wow.
I think... You're supposed to notice it, or at least allowed to notice it. It's not like you forget about it to the point where it's just an extension of your arm. Like, yeah. I kind of like the way it feels. I like
Do you use it? Do you ever look at your wrist and be like, what time is it? Or do you still look at your phone?
Yeah, no, I look at the watch.
That's awesome, dude.
It's nice. You don't look at your phone as much.
Yeah, that's. I guess that's one good part of it. The Shruginator writes, cereal or milk first? Who would go milk first?
Whoa.
I guess that helps you estimate how much milk you're drinking, but I've never heard of filling a bowl up with milk and then adding cereal. It would just like float to the top. It wouldn't penetrate the milk, right?
Yeah, wait.
Cereal or milk first in the bowl?
How on earth does anybody do milk first?
I bet some people do.
That's obscene. This is like a question like that's like, do you wipe sitting down or like out in your front yard?
Yeah.
Like there's a fucking right answer and you're insane if you do the other one.
All right. You got one?
Yeah. Would you rather get a tattoo or a piercing?
That was a good one. Who wrote that one?
I already scrolled past it.
But... Oh, I see it. You, this guy eats on Twitter. Would you rather get a tattoo or a piercing? I would never get either. But I would much rather get a tattoo.
Yeah, you've mentioned that you'd rather get a tattoo than wear a wedding ring once.
Yeah, I'd rather get a tattoo of a wedding ring than wear something. Although, can I get the piercing and then take it out?
I guess so. It'll close back up.
My question is, at how many years would equal one tattoo?
What if you had to, you had to keep the tattoo, well, you'd have the tattoo forever, or... You could take out the earring after 1 year, but it would be you'd been like gauging it. So you'd have big floppy ears.
I'd have the earring is what you're telling me.
Yes, queen.
I would absolutely get the tattoo over the earring.
Earring.
Yeah.
And guess what else?
What? It's sleeting though.
It's a little bit of sleet though.
Daisy Morris.
Wait, I have another follow-up question for you.
I guess you didn't answer that question.
Oh, well, I guess then, I would rather get another tattoo for sure. Piercings, I think, look bad.
What piercing would you get if you had to get a piercing?
I'd re-pierce the eyebrow.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'd go full back to Jake in 2004. Eyebrow ring's back, toe ring is back.
Enjoy getting buried this weekend.
Yeah, I would do a tattoo. Like, I sort of want a tattoo now.
Really? Yeah. What?
I don't know. I can't think of anything that I actually like. I sort of just wish that I had gotten a bunch of meaningless tattoos and I had a cool-looking sleeve.
Got it.
And then I wouldn't have to explain my tattoos to anybody.
I got it when I was younger.
And people would be afraid to talk to me because I'm on a fucking Harley. And no, fuck you. You can't ask me about my tattoos. You know what I mean?
Didn't you try to get a motorcycle's license once and fail?
Yeah, I did.
So how are you on this Harley?
Well, I don't have to be riding it.
You want to buy the hog, sit on it like a fucking bench.
I wouldn't sit on it.
It's I fell off. I have a freaking sleeve. I don't want to get a scab or a scar on my elbow.
Scuff my tat. You are anti-accessories. You don't want to wear a ring. You don't want to wear a watch. Yet you wear glasses every day of your life.
Yeah, I don't even think of that
How
as
do you
an
reconcile that?
I guess because I had to.
Why don't you defend that?
Yeah, so right like now. I was.
Why
doing
don't
that.
You? Why don't you let make me just, sense of already, that query, Blumenfeld?
Yeah, I'm trying to. You're
did
not
I catch
me.
You flat-footed?
No, you haven't.
And tongue-tied.
I can let
then
you
then why
know.
Can't you get through a friggin' sentence without second-guessing yourself?
I'm not second-guessing
Let's
myself.
Let's move on. But I think I clearly proved my point.
The answer is that I had it at age 8, and I'm used to it.
All right.
No, it's not all right. You yelled at me. You accused me wrongfully.
Let's not
I proved
bite
you wrong.
Each other's heads off over this.
I haven't done anything.
We both lost our cool.
Jesus Christ.
But you have been thinking about getting LASIK.
Yeah, but that's not a tattoo. Oh, yeah, that
but
would
it's,
remove
it's
me of all.
Of your, you'll know, be accessoryless.
My face. All right.
I want to ask you about that, though. How far? I feel like when I asked you last time, you were at like 65%.
Yeah. No, I said I was at 30%.
Yeah, but then I feel like after we talked about it, it was evident that you were closer to 60.
How about for my 36th birthday, I'll get LASIK? Putting it out there.
When do you turn 36? In January? I like that.
It's good.
I think that's a good move.
And I'm going to get LASIK to give me exactly 36/20 vision.
So that's not that great.
Not perfect, but neither am I because I'm 30 freaking 6. And guess what? It's
sleeting outside.
Yeah, because it is 36 Fahrenheit outside. What TV series did you mourn the end of, writes Daisy Morris. What show were you the saddest to see end? It's finally over. Whoa. And I'm sad today.
I feel like the last show I was really sad to see end was Friends.
Really? What about Breaking Bad?
I was so satisfied with that ending. I was like,
you were satisfied, not sad.
I think by then I had like I had more of a defined appreciation of TV, where I was like, oh, like Vince Gilligan wanted to do season 5. He like brought this character to a close here, and this is like a beautiful.
And now I'm satisfied.
Story, yeah.
What was the end of Friends? What happened? Do you remember the end?
Yeah. Although also satisfied is pretty good, because sad
you're and sad satisfied
and satisfied.
It's just hard to. It's hard
to satisfied by the end of the relationship.
Mattified is a good one, because then it's like you clearly know what the two words are.
Yeah,
satisfied.
True.
You have to see.
You don't often feel mad and satisfied, but sometimes you feel sad and satisfied.
Mattified is like when you had a cheat meal on the wrong day.
Oh yeah, you're a little mad on yourself.
Yeah.
The end of Friends. Chandler and Monica couldn't get pregnant, so they had a
surrogate
a surrogate mother, which is funny because that happens also. Phoebe is the surrogate mother.
Yeah, they must have really loved that in the writer's room.
Also, it was like Courtney Cox was actually pregnant when she was playing Monica.
I see.
Pregnant, which is kind of interesting.
Courtney Cox Arquette.
I thought they broke up. I thought she's back to Cox now.
I love that.
So they had kids, and they were going to move to the suburbs, so they're leaving
the apartment.
Leaving the apartment. And then Ross and Rachel is like the will they won't, that she's moving to London or something. She's going away for a job. I can't remember exactly what that part is.
And then they end up together or something?
Yeah. And they end up together. And Monica and Chandler, it turns out like they actually have twins instead of just one kid.
Of course. They love this twins on the show too. There's lots of twins.
Oh, is there? Oh yeah, Phoebe's a twin, right?
Yeah.
They always they test the stories with Phoebe and then they give them to other people.
They've tested well with Phoebe, so we're going to give that to Chandler now.
And then that's kind of it. They're like, they move out, they all say goodbye, but it's like, oh, well, we'll still see you guys. And it's a little bit nice. But I think I just liked watching Friends so much every week that I didn't want it to be over. I'll probably be really sad when Game of Thrones ends.
Is that close to being done? Is there like 10 episodes left?
I think it's the final season, yeah.
The final season, even though the books go on for longer?
Yeah, well, I don't know how many. I think there's only supposed to be one more or maybe two installments of the books.
Oh, really?
So like they're wrapping that story up too. It feels like this is like too huge of a franchise to let die though. Like
they'll do a prequel or a spinoff.
Yeah, and there are like other stories in George R.R. Martin's books.
The universe. Yeah, like totally. What's the Rogue One of Game of Thrones?
It's probably the Targaryen Battle of Westeros.
Yes, I read your fan fiction. It was fine.
A lot of Rule 34 in that.
Which is what?
if it exists, there's a porn for it.
Got it. So yours is just smut.
It's dragon smut.
I see.
Big floppy dragon dicks.
Imagine two dragons. Wide open dragon pussies. Fire everywhere.
Yeah, this dragon's got two heads for sure. What about you, man? What's a TV show you didn't want to see end?
Seinfeld.
You like were aware when it was ending?
Yeah. I was sad to see that end. But Breaking Bad too, more recently. All right, let's take a break. We'll thank some sponsors, and we'll be back with more questions and answers after this.
Woo!
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all of these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very exciting.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app.
That's right.
That finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other. And then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly. Right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what you saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month.
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, okay. Quasi-legal,
no,
kind
no.
of dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money me. Found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. Rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money. And we're back. Here you're answering as many Twitter Q's and A's as possible.
Trying to get a good one.
Yeah.
Tommy Boyd 12 writes, nice. Did you decide on an SEC game to go to?
Yeah. I think I'm not 100%, but I've decided on a game to go to. I want to go to an SEC, a Southern college football game with my brothers. And I want to go to see Auburn at Georgia. Is the game.
Is that because you didn't want to go to Louisiana?
The best Louisiana State game fell on my niece's birthday, so my brother couldn't go. Mm. And then this is the game that might be the best actual game, because those two teams are supposedly really good this year. And it's a little later in the year, and it might be a very meaningful game. And I guess games at Athens are insane, and games against Auburn are insane. So we're going to get our fix of Southern football.
When are you going to go?
It would be on November 10th if we do go.
You interested in I'll go?
You'll go.
Are you interested in I'll be there?
It would be more of a family thing. So right. You wouldn't be there. I mean, I guess you could be there, but we wouldn't.
I wouldn't want to be there if I wasn't going to be hanging out with you guys the whole time.
Yeah,
is
so
what
you
I
wouldn't.
Would say
yeah, so you wouldn't.
Go. So if you're like, don't yes, come, it's a free then. Country, I could
no,
go.
No, it's not like a free country.
Obviously, I could go to the game.
I'm actively asking
I could go
not
to the game.
To the game.
We're saying I could go to the game. We're both saying the same thing. But what I'm asking for is if I could stay.
Right, and I'm not going to give you
the
that
whole
permission
time with your
right.
family.
Yeah, I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to do that.
Let's talk about it off mic, because I feel like there's a lot of room here to meet in the middle.
What's your like? What? Like you go to the game and do everything that you want to do, and I don't get any alone time with me and my brothers.
Oh, that's not. That doesn't sound too bad.
Just to me. Obviously, it sounds bad to me.
All right.
Didn't you hear the tone of my voice when I was saying it?
It's an interesting point you bring up that I could come and get everything that
not
I want.
Really.
I'll take you up on that.
Not actually. Really an interesting. What are some of your favorite non-HeadGum podcasts? Writes the Negus AO. Favorite non-HeadGum podcasts?
I listen to a lot of like the big staples. I listen to a lot of politics podcasts. I think that's kind of, but that's not really like.
No interesting specific ones. You should listen to another D&D podcast or something.
Yeah, maybe I should. I do really like even like just learning very random mundane shit about D&D. Like when someone tells me they play, I'm always like, what's your, like just tell me your character. I want to know their AC. That's I want to know what weapon they fight with. I want to know what class they are, you know? So maybe I should do that. But then it's also, I just sometimes feel like all day is like comedy and makeup stuff.
Yeah.
That like sometimes it's nice to have 30 minutes where I'm just like bombarded by sad shit.
Then you at least feel like you're dialed into the world.
Yeah, it keeps me even. That's what about good. You? Oh, you just are all basketball podcasts.
Yeah, well, sports in general. I was going to suggest Against All Odds, which is a sports gambling podcast hosted by Cousin Sal, Jimmy Kimmel's cousin, on the Ringer Podcast Network.
Oh.
I started listening kind of like every other episode, just as almost like a goof, and then I really got into it. We should also say that we have a new HeadGum podcast called Hey Riddle Riddle, which is a really good podcast. It's three very funny comedians answering, or at least talking through riddles that they're trying to answer.
Yeah, it's the guys from Magic Tavern.
Yeah, one of the guys from the Magic Tavern is in it, and his two friends, and they're just trying to figure out the answers to riddles, so like you can kind of play along while they're doing it. And it's called Hey Riddle Riddle. They're just getting started, so there's not a lot to catch up on. We'll remind you at the end of the episode in case you want some more funny HeadGum content down your throat. What else we got?
Brandon Rodriguez asks, what's the best flavor?
I got a good one.
Go ahead. Vanilla. Say vanilla. God damn.
Vanilla gets a bad rap, but it's good.
I know you think it does.
I got a good comp for vanilla. You know what it tastes like?
No.
Sweet butter. If the word was sweet butter, everyone would love it.
No, that's not true. I don't like sweet butter on its own. I like butter on stuff.
I would love sweet butter, and that's kind of what vanilla is. And if vanilla rebranded itself, because for whatever reason, vanilla became, I think it became derogatory because everything was vanilla because it was the best flavor. And then it's like, oh, that's just vanilla. It's like, yeah, that is vanilla. And Michael Jordan is the best basketball player. That's just how it goes.
LeBron James is the best basketball player.
Hoorah! What do you think is the best flavor?
It's really tough because it's like whiskey, coffee.
Flavor.
Pussy.
Flavor.
Whiskey flavor.
And what were the other two?
Coffee.
Uh-huh.
And then you said flavor.
Oh, no.
Flavor.
You said something else. You said
all
whiskey.
Uppity, like I said
coffee.
Like I said pussy or something.
Well, I guess I was first confused because whiskey's not a flavor.
Well, sure it is.
Coffee, I guess, could be a flavor, but it's mostly a drink. And
coffee's
then you said
flavor.
Pussy. Yeah.
Coffee is a flavor. Coffee flavor ice cream?
Yeah, but it's also just the drink. It's like saying soda is a flavor.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think so.
So your three flavors are two drinks and a vagina.
Okay. I'll do mint.
Fucking
pussy.
Vanilla.
I am gonna do pussy still.
And I think chocolate.
And then What's cool ranch?
I guess ranch.
Spice.
Spice.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Hot mustard.
Umami.
Or some shit. Mushroom melt. Corn based something or other. Christ. Oh, here's a good one. About singing rights with Ben Schwartz playing Sonic the Hedgehog. Which one of you will be Tails? You heard that, Ben. Got tapped to be the voice of Sonic in a
Huge.
Sonic movie.
So dope.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense if you look at him. He kind of looks and embodies Sonic already.
Yeah, his hair is very Sonic-y. He also, like, if you see him perform, like, I know the exact voice he's going to use for Sonic. Like,
yeah.
He has so many voices, but, like,
young and excited.
Yeah. So good.
A lot of red shoes, very fast. So which one of us should be Tails?
Well, Tails doesn't speak, so you.
The fuck are you talking about?
Which one's Knuckles?
Yeah, how is there Tails and also Knuckles? He has two sidekicks?
I can't remember. I like Tails. I used to always, when I was a kid, I would play as Tails.
You know, it was a real mind fuck the other day. I'm like, well, how is there Donald Duck and also Daffy?
That's true.
I looked it up, and it made sense when I looked it up, but I couldn't quite wrap my head around
it. Daffy's the black duck that is all about Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
And Donald Duck is just a chill dude who's more of like a Mickey guy.
Yeah, so yeah, kind of, yes. Donald is Disney and Daffy is Looney Tunes. Yeah. Completely different universes. They'll never interact.
They'll never meet.
But I wonder which one stole the other, because one was obviously stolen from the other.
Yeah. I don't know which one came first, the Looney Tunes or Disney. It seems like Disney, because like there's the ancient racist cartoons of Mickey Mouse.
You know those cliff drawings, those cave drawings of Mickey being really racially offensive?
Marissa, our producer.
Super producer, Mars.
Mars Mel writes, real talk, why does our office have a bidet?
Oh, yeah. She asked about why we only have single ply toilet paper.
Oh, that is a question I have.
And there's no real answer, right? We just, whoever orders it always gets a single ply.
Yeah, because I don't know, maybe Marty just doesn't ever have to shit in the office.
And then,
but I think that's absolutely egregious. It's one thing that I think is awful about this company.
And then the follow-up is, why is there a bidet?
Because we are not evil. Because like,
it's weird because a lot of people are offended by the bidet because it's like, you shouldn't have a bidet in the office.
Why?
I think their thinking is that it's very intimate and that it's like weird to like share this device with coworkers.
Are you sure that it doesn't have to do, and because I see this sometimes, I personally don't do it, but sometimes the toilet seat is wet from blowback of the bidet.
This specific bidet, I'm wondering if it's installed a little incorrectly.
It is installed a little incorrectly because
it shoots straight up instead of at an angle towards your anus.
Yeah, but it's not Miguel's fault. He had to install it like that because of where the toilet is.
Right.
He had to move it over a little bit.
So it's a little funky, and then it causes splashback on the seat, mm-hmm. which I try to clean. But do you think everybody in this office uses the bidet?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But we could have a very illegal poll.
It's weird because bidets are both very clean and very dirty at the same time.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, well, they're very clean and they have...
by being dirty themselves. They're sort of like a Jesus in that regard.
Yeah, they're the Robin Hood of anal cleansing. They steal from the rich and give to the poop.
And you know what else they do?
What?
They have a little bit of sleep.
What's that?
It doesn't have to make sense.
We just heard the toilet splash. It's the toilet chiming in that it does have to make sense. Here's a random relationship question in the bunch.
Oh.
Jacob Ulicki, I can't pronounce this last name, but Ulicki writes, how long is too long between matching on Tinder and sending a message? In Amir's case, I don't know, how long between meeting someone and sharing your acorns? Ta-da, friends.
I mean, I think you should message within the first 24 hours.
Yeah, there's no need not to.
I don't think that you should message right away.
You think that's too antsy and desperate?
Yeah, I think that's a little too soon. But you don't really want to like wait to let somebody sit there for 3 days.
Man, can you imagine Tinder now? Like, it's been around for so long. What does it look like now? What kind of people are on it?
I feel like the reason I think Tinder's been around so long that like I used it.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think that I was swiping on Tinder.
Yeah, there's like Tinder babies like... by now. Tinder toddlers even. How long before someone's sharing your acorns? I don't know. I don't know why he's asking me that. I'm not actually a chipmunk.
Well, you are.
I'm not.
You are a chipmunk.
No, I'm not. It says sharing your acorns. I don't have acorns. So right off the
bat.
What
did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had cereal, an acorn, and like orange juice.
You said, the second thing you said was that you ate an acorn for breakfast.
No, I was saying that.
And like, when you woke up before you made your breakfast, did you make your breakfast in a kitchen or do you have a cute little hole? And it's died a tall tree.
I have a kitchen in a hole in a tree.
Right. Do you get why people think that you're a chipmunk?
I get that I kind of resemble a chipmunk.
Well, then you also eat acorns and live in a tree.
Yes. But what do you live in? Do you live in a house or do you live in a tree?
Okay. I live in a house.
Okay, that's your right. You could also be a chipmunk that lives in a house.
Honestly, I just think
I happen to be a human that lives in a tree.
I think it's really cool that you have a podcast. and you're a chipmunk. That's nuts to me.
This is so fucking lame. I can't believe I'm being
insane,
put on blast on my own show. David Parka writes, what's your favorite Back to the Future film? And then he CC'd Mark of Blink 182.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe he's talked about it. Does Mark of Blink 182 have a podcast? Like an advice show? Because it says Ask Mark 182.
Really?
Yeah.
God damn, do you think he would ever be on HeadGum?
He'd have to be, right? He's a huge fan of Hey Riddle Riddle.
I'm such a big fan of fucking Hoppus.
Favorite Back to the Future, do you know them enough to weigh in?
Yeah. I mean, the first one, I think, is really the GOAT.
Yeah. First one is pretty good. It doesn't have to sleep now.
Which one's yours?
The third.
The Wild Western?
No, nobody likes the third one the most. I'm a huge fan of the second one, though. They go into the actual future. None of this fucking 1955 bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Show me a futuristic hologram casino.
That is the one with the hoverboard.
Yeah.
I guess that one actually is the best.
Yeah, the hoverboard is the GOAT one because it includes parts from one. Mm-hmm. And builds on it. What else you got? We're getting towards the end here.
Yes. Let me just pull up.
Oh, here's a good one.
Okay.
Michael Dallow writes, after that electric World Cup, will you be watching Premier League this season? And if so, what team do you support? You love the World Cup.
I did.
You love soccer during the World Cup.
Yeah.
And soccer fans kind of look down on the World Cup because it's not necessarily the best competition.
Right.
These are teams that aren't necessarily that good. Why not follow a league with great teams?
So the Premier League, which one is that?
So that's the English Premier League. It's like your Liverpool, your Chelsea, your Manchester United, your Manchester City. It's good. It's the British clubs.
And that is, I guess is that the one where Ronaldo plays though? What, he's done like Real Madrid.
Yeah, that's La Liga, which is like the Italian soccer league. It's like Real Madrid and FC Barcelona.
Like, I like that too, but I guess that's harder to follow because it's not in English.
Yeah, keep in mind, I don't know a lot about soccer, so I could be wrong when I say that stuff.
I see.
But I believe the other European teams are not the same as the English Premier League.
I definitely like the idea of following soccer year-round.
Right.
The problem is it's hard
because the matches are on at 3 a.m. But you DVR them and watch them at any time, and they're not going to get spoiled for you because nobody's spoiling Manchester City versus Everton.
Yeah, that's true.
In America.
I guess the danger would be if I actually start to really, really care, and then I like look at scores or something.
Yeah, but
I would only spoil it for myself.
And I think it's
willpower.
It's a fun sport to care about because then it's like, you don't like baseball or American football, which is like passe. You like British soccer, which you call football, which is kind of cool. And then you're like up at 2 a.m. and going to a bar with other like soccer hooligans.
That's fun.
What you need is a team to root for. How do you choose a favorite team? You usually go by the athlete.
I liked Kane. He was on.
Harry Kane?
Yeah, Harry Kane.
Oh, on the English team?
Yeah.
So he's on Tottenham Hotspur.
Never mind, I'm not interested.
You're gonna be a Spurs fan. How about
Is it that's in the Premier League?
Yes. That's right. It's in the Premier League.
Where's Mbappe play?
Oh. Let's see. Mbappe. Oh, Paris Saint-Germain.
Is that the French Premier League?
Team. No, I believe that's French league.
This is the weird thing to me. Like, in basketball, all of the best players play in the same league.
That's right.
Like
it's called Ligue 1 is the Paris, the French one.
But in soccer, you could like the best players just like only play each other in these big tournaments.
Yeah, but then there's like a European Cup or I forget what the name of it, where like the best four teams in La Liga is the best four teams in English Premier League, and they're all playing each other. So like Liverpool will play Bayern Munich.
It's sort of like the NFC and the AFC.
Yeah, they finally get together and they battle each other.
Okay.
So you can possibly get into it. Why don't you tweet at Jake your suggestions for teams to get into?
Yeah.
Give him a team to root for.
Slide into my Instagram DMs. I don't look at Twitter, man.
I like that. I really like
that. Give me that follow first, you know what I mean?
So what do you want from them?
I want people to follow me on you. Instagram.
Then DM you.
And then DM you what soccer team to like.
Got it.
Why is that hard?
It's not hard. It's just asking a lot.
Oh, and you want to know what else?
What?
It's a little bit of sleet, though.
You want them to do that?
I want there to be a little bit of sleet, though.
So that's not
on
something
the day that... in the way.
All right, I'm trying to get to a few of the last ones that we haven't answered yet. I'm from 2 years in the future, writes Louis Delgadillo. HeadGum has quadrupled in size. What happened?
Gotta be D&D.
You think
it's
so?
Gotta be the D&D show.
I guess you could just keep on starting D&D podcasts.
That'd be great. I'd love to roll a new character.
Would you DM? Would you be able... What if you start a new podcast? You're the DM and I'm in the game.
That would be amazing, but I don't think I know enough about DMing. But I guess you don't know anything about playing.
That's right. You could be fooling me, tricking me the whole time.
I feel like we could find... I don't know. I don't think I should be the DM, but I would play a campaign with you.
Good man. I'm also inching closer to starting a basketball podcast. I feel like it's inevitable. I just have to start it. I feel
so
bad.
That's how HeadGum is going to quadruple, just you and I starting more podcasts.
Yeah, but probably not. It'll probably come from the outside. You know what it'll be? It'll be growing our shows. We're talking about Hey Riddle Riddle, the size of a fucking WTF podcast.
That's what's up.
And guess what the weather is?
Sleet.
Sleet, though.
With a little bit of sleet, though.
Welcome back to A Little Bit of Sleet, Though, the only podcast that answers every question with a little bit of sleet, though. All right, last question.
Okay.
What is the most surprising source of inspiration you find yourself reaching for? You're down. You need a pick-me-up. What are you doing? You listen to music. You're working out. You're going for a drive. You're watching a video. What pumps you up?
There are two things.
We're out of time.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, everybody.
All right, two things. One.
All right. Well, these things are both...
Yeah, whiskey, coffee, pussy. I know. What else?
Anyway, so, all right. One, this isn't necessarily pumping me up, but like I said, I listen to politics podcasts sometimes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sometimes I find myself like getting a little... Yeah. Depressed on my way to work.
Got it.
Like at the state of the world. Uh-huh. Sometimes I'm like, I'm like looking at Twitter, seeing sad shit, listening to NPR, just hearing news stories that make me bummed.
Hell yeah. And you fucking get off to that shit. So, I love to watch the world burn.
So this last week I started listening to Newfound Glory albums again.
Huh.
Dig your name here. It's been a long time, baby, long time. Seeing less of you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. If you think it's bad when I sing it.
The needle on my record player has been wearing thin. Okay, so that's one. Pop punk.
So really pop punk music every once in a while. I don't think you can do it too much, but like sometimes
you'll burn
just
out.
I guess like listening to any music that you're nostalgic for puts you in a good mood because you're like, oh wow, this song's funny.
Yeah.
And like even if it holds up, if it doesn't, it puts you in a good mood.
That's good.
The other thing is every once in a while I just tell myself, I'm the man.
So what do you do? Do you have to stare at yourself? Positive affirmations?
Yeah, positive affirmations, I guess. But mine is always like, I'm the man. Like, I'm going to get it done. I'm the man. And it works.
Do you say it out loud?
Yeah, I do.
What do you say?
In the car, I'm like, you got this, you got this, you got this, but you're going to get it done. You're the man. Sometimes when I'm
You're
really
the man
hungover,
or I'm the man?
It depends. When I'm really hungover, I like to just like drive to Starbucks and say, I'm the man.
And outside, out loud.
In the car.
To yourself.
Yeah.
And you're weak. And.
But I do. I think saying I'm the man is, people should tell each other they're the man more often.
It's positive affirmations. It's proven to work, I think.
Yeah. And it does work for me.
Are you staring at yourself?
No. Usually when I say it, I am disgusted by myself in some regard.
Oh.
So I don't necessarily want to look at like what I look like when I'm super stressed out. I don't think I'd believe myself.
If I saw what I was that day.
But they're like, this week has been insane with me just doing like a ton of errands before I leave for the wedding.
Yeah, tomorrow.
And sometimes just being like, you're the man, you're going to get it done.
That's cool.
It helps.
That's good.
What about you?
I like rapping along to rap songs that I know. So it's kind of like the music one. But like when you're rapping along to a rap song that you know, it kind of puts you in the mode of, I am a rap star.
Yeah.
when I'm the furthest thing from a rap star.
Right, but you get to feel like that.
Yeah, because I'm fucking nailing it every line. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Sort of like sometimes when you're at a bar or at a club and you like know the words to all the songs, you can like sort of hype people up and put your hand up in the air and nods along. Cool. It feels for a second like you're the one singing the song.
Because you're tricking your brain into thinking that you're holding a microphone.
And I wrote this.
Because I'm a little bit drunk and I'm singing the song and everyone's dancing to me.
I love that.
I love that too. All right. Thanks for writing in, everybody. If you have your own questions, your own theme song submissions, send them all to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Remember, Henry Hoffman wrote the opener.
Henry.
Nice.
Right.
This closing one
remember
is written
that
by.
Episode?
Yep, I do. That's enough.
What was enough.
You can't address anymore. Was it called Henry?
Celebration.
Nice. and this closing one is written by our old boy, Justin Goncalves.
Oh, shit.
How about that? So thanks for listening this week. Jake is officially married, I believe, because this is coming out on Monday, August 20th.
Wow.
You're a married flan, or as I call it, a buried man.
A buried man instead of a married flan.
And I hope when your wedding day arrives, you don't have to suffer a little bit of sleet, though.
A little bit of sleet, though.
Ciao for now.
I feel like if I were you, deserves at least 5 stars. People fucking up, so wanna hear from the follow-up pub. Problems start the job, gambling a lot, cheating girlfriend just got caught. These two, I was trying to help a few, pave the way episode every Monday. Your boyfriend thinks cum looks gray, so people trying to stay away. Oh shit, just stepped on a snail trail. I think about to be real ill, but Jake and Amir always here. They for real.
That's enough. Fuck it.
That was a HeadGum podcast.